This is the New York City Transit K2IRT Radio Club, heard on the frequency every Thursday from about 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock or whenever we get talked out here. You don't have to be a member to be part of it, just check in and be part of the group. You got Bob over here, WA2AXZ. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins.
Charlie, looks like it's just going to be you and me tonight, unless Rich or someone else comes out of the woodwork. But, yeah, as I said, I got my hands full over here, and I'm looking forward to the Monday after field day. I'm going to take Monday off and just start putting stuff away and then finish cleaning this place, because I can't live like this anymore. It's too much stuff here, too much stuff. You know, rebuilding the bathroom was one thing with the tools and all the sheetrock all over the place, but now the radio stuff is all over the place. There is one good thing about field day that I love, though. It gives me a chance to take the station apart and dust. You should see the stuff that's living under this radio, guys.
Yeah, I know what you mean, and putting it back together is really a horror, because I don't remember where this wire went to and that wire went to. Because I got all this digital stuff. I got the two sound card interfaces, two TNCs, three rigs, and, all this stuff going to two computers. So, I really should label everything before I take it apart, but what are you going to do? That's all part of the fun. But I think we had another station in there, if I'm not mistaken. Am I mistaken? Anyone else like to join us? Go ahead. Rick and Matt, take it, Lobby.
But what are you going to do? Everybody's lying low. I even noticed this on 160 meters and on 40 meters. The gang is getting rather thin. Everybody's getting ready for this weekend. That's the fun part about ham radio on field day, because after field day, nobody wants to radio for at least a week. They don't want to hear CQ field day. They don't want to touch any mic buttons. One thing I am going to bring with me, I brought my, remember that D50 microphone I was telling the gang about? That static D50 with the Heil conversion kit. I'm going to bring that thing with me. I have all that in the box. I feel very comfortable holding that on my belly doing the CQs. It should work out pretty good. But I went to Home Depot today. I had to get some more hose clamps and some other little odds and ends. And then Wally wanted me to check something on the roof, and I didn't get on that side of the roof. So if it's there, fine. If it's not there, hey, we'll do without it. But hopefully we have enough people to get the get that monster wind antenna up. Once we get that thing squared away, we'll be good for another year. Hey, Charlie, back over to you. As I said, I'm starting to wear myself thin. WB2YZX. Got the K2IRT group.
Oh, that's very good. And I have to admit, though, when it's all over and I unload everything back in the shack, I put it all together again, and within a few hours, I'm back on the air again. And what can I say? I'm hardcore. But to each his own. And then, of course, I have to go through the fun part with the log books. But I have them all here. What I don't have, I don't know if it's a problem or not, I always get them, is pens. One thing I forgot, I got the log books, but I don't have any pens. I would have borrowed some from work, but the person in charge was not in today. So it's necessary. If you don't have any, I can go out and buy some instead of borrow some. But I got to put in my air conditioner, too. I never got around to it. Today it's just too hot in this place, and it's starting to bother me. Yeah, back to you.
WB2YZX, K2IRT here. I've got a pack of a dozen pens in my bag ready to go. I threw it in the bag yesterday. I've got that. I've got my big roll of good old American duct tape. because it can't be fixed with duct tape. It just can't be fixed. So we got the pens, got the logs, and I got the pens, you got the logs, and we'll put it all together. And I may even write the King's English. Unfortunately, nobody can read the King's English anymore. We'll try our best, Joe. We'll try our best. If you can't read it, at least you can take it to the pharmacy and get something real interesting.
Well, I shouldn't complain, really. My handwriting is not so wonderful. And in fact, so often I have time, I have trouble reading it myself. So what are you going to do? And, but I got a QSL card in the mail today. I worked this little girl on 10 meters last week. I had a band opening. And it was one of her first contacts. She was 10 years old. And just got a technician license. I could hear her father in the background kind of coaxing her a little bit. So I got her QSL today. It looked like something you made up on the computer. It wasn't even a card. It was more like just some paper. But it was kind of interesting. She was excited that I was in New York City because she's coming to visit here in a couple of weeks with her family. And I told her when she gets to the Statue of Liberty, wait for me because I can see it from my office. And it was really a nice cue, so because you could hear she wasn't at all nervous. She seemed to be very excited about the whole thing. So it was probably the youngest ham I've ever worked, 10 years old. So that was kind of cute. WA2AXZ, WB2, watch it.
WB2YZX and the K2IRT. Yeah, usually we work the kids in the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts jamboree there, but they aren't licensed. Getting the kid to talk into a microphone is a challenge. But if her dad's a ham and she gets a chance to see what he's doing, or even her mother's doing for that matter, they're a little bit more experienced. And they have fun. Believe me, she must be pretty excited if she just got a license there. And I'm sitting here and I hear a little dog yapping a mile a minute outside. I wonder what it is. Well, nevertheless, I told my daughter the other day I was walking through the village and the guy was walking two dachshunds, a smooth-haired dachshund and a hairy dachshund. And the smooth-haired dachshund was Mustard and the other dog was called Kraut. So can you see some guy walking down the street? Here, Mustard. Here, Kraut.
Oh, that's cute. Actually, I heard a similar joke, but it's not appropriate for the air.
This wasn't a joke. This was a real one. The dog's names are actually Mustard and Kraut. Oh, my God. We'll see what happens. They said I ran down there and I plugged the refrigerator in and I put three cases of soda, bottled water. I started unloading my refrigerator. I had a couple of iced teas I threw in there. I've got a case of seltzer I'm going to throw in the car. So whatever anybody else brings there. The thing is that I've got my big cooler and we'll keep pretty much the soda in the cooler. And I'll keep all the deli stuff in the refrigerator. So that should keep everything nice and cold. And
we'll get through the weekend then.
Picked up a big can of coffee, so when I get out there, I'll fire up a pot and we can start with that. The only thing that I didn't get, and we may have it out there, and if we don't, we'll probably just have to run to the store on Saturday there at the cups. Usually I get a couple of sleeves of cups from SO, but what's happening now is I have no way of bringing this stuff out there, so I may commandeer a truck tomorrow. We'll have to see what happens. And, as I said, you know, I can't see me. I'm looking out my window now, my Jeep, and scratching my head how all this stuff is going to fit. I'd probably have to take the roof off and pile it up on top like Jed Clampett. K2IRT.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, well, I got to take the 440 and 2-meter Yagi and fit them in the car. Plus, so far, it looks like at least four milk crates. and several thousand feet of coax. Well, not thousand feet, but whatever. I'm trying to scale it down, but I'm the kind of guy that said, well, I might need this and I might need that, and I don't know. But whatever, we'll have fun. I have no doubt about that. I guess no one else is dropping in tonight because of in the field day mode. But what was I going to say? Yeah, I was going to comment about that little girl at work the other day. I assume her father was a hare because I heard her heard him prompting her in the background. Because he was way around with me. I tried to get my father on the air. He's the one that got me interested in ham radio, but he was never a ham. And I tried to get him on the air. He liked to shortwave listen and whatnot, but he was totally mic shy, so I kind of gave up on that after a while. Back to you. KPWR.
New check-in. Come on in.
KSUWR, gentlemen, how are you? I'm just sitting down here the last few minutes with a copy in your mail. Sitting here, I just put the HF rig in the box and loading up gear and microphones and headphones and wrapping everything up. And really starting to get excited. I'm really looking forward to this. I think we're going to have a ball. KSUWR, over to you, bud.
Have a ball there, Andy. It always works out that way. I was telling Charlie earlier, I did a little food shopping today, and I got the ham, the pastrami, the bologna, the turkey. Ham, pastrami, bologna, turkey, salami, the American, Swiss. I got a three pound bucket of potato salad. I got more bread than we can shake a stick at, so we don't need that. So whatever else anybody else brings, we'll build on that. It's not as much as I got last year, because everyone else wants to bring in a couple of odds and ends. So we'll put out whatever we have to put out on the table and give it a go. And Charlie's talking about putting stuff in the car. Well, that's my philosophy, Charlie, too. I look at all the stuff that I have, and I say, well, it's not doing me any good being here at the house, so I'll throw it in the car, I'll throw it in the truck, and if we use it, fine. If not, if we had to use it, at least the thing was there. I have this big that red box that I have with all the connectors and barrels and L's and everything. That's getting thrown into the pile, too. And even if we don't use that, we got everything pretty much there. So, Andy, what's going on your side there? I heard you saw my email this morning. I've had a very interesting day. Go ahead.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either, but it's out there.
Yeah, I seen Bob. Yeah, you were out there, so I take it we're gonna have to be really mosquito vigilant, working on getting some getting the shirts together, maybe some skin so soft or something. But yeah, we're gonna have to stay covered up for that. There's just been so much rain this season that we'll live through it as always. But we just got to be vigilant with it. And what else we got cooking? Yeah, bringing in some I have some spinach pies, very nice spinach and cheddar cheese pies. And a veggie platter, and I'll also have assorted drinks. So I'll try to get just a cooler full of ice that we can keep on hand there. That'll probably be a big help. But the food I think will always work out well. And I heard you mention putting up the hardest task I see is going to be putting up the 40 meter. Other than that, it's all pretty straightforward stuff. KF2WR.
KF2WR, hopefully you're hearing me through all of this. Yeah, we pretty much have everything well in hand, and if we have to do any last-minute repairs, everything is there, ready to go. One thing that we're going to do is, when I was up on the roof of the tower, we had this yellow pull rope that we pulled material up and down. I have it rolled up, I'm going to throw it off. I wouldn't pull up a matchstick with that. That's been out in the sun and it's very weak, so I'm going to we'll just run another pull rope up there to get the material up and down.
about it. All the other connections and all the other clips and clamps and pipes and everything were there, so I'm pretty well happy that we get together. We were talking to the signal guys today, and they were rolling their eyes in their head. Ah, there they go again. These crazy hams are going to go up on the old railroad tower. WB2YZX, hopefully you hear me through all the noise. K2IRT.
Yeah, Bob, we got you loud and clear through the noise. Hey, Charlie, a quick question. I'm going to bring my 6-meter, my new Yahoo. I'm going to set it up by you just to test it out on a real antenna. What kind of the back of your power supply? Do you have like just a regular nut bolt connection on there?
Andy, Charlie hears us on 4-4. 40. On 2 meters, we're just low. A lot of noise on this thing yet. All right, Charlie. As I said, if the noise continues for all of us here, we'll make it a quiet night and rest up. I'm sure we're going to have enough ham radio for the next next couple of days, and we'll be very happy to enjoy the rest.
Hear me on 2 meters?
Yeah, I hear you, Charlie.
More than welcome to join us tonight there, Inga.
Are you going to be any part of the field day activities in your neck of the woods?
You don't know, you know, offhand, I would like to attend a field day, but just don't know where to go right now.
What you should do is get on the computer on ARRL, and they'll give a listing of all the open areas there where they're going to be doing field day. I know the KCRA repeater people, the Ham Radio Club, is going to have an open one in Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn there. And I think that would be ideal for you to come down to the Floyd Bennett Field area.
Yeah, I've been to the one in Floyd Bennett Field. You know, had a good time over there. But I want to try something different this year. Give each one a different chance.
Well, as I said, if you're in the Queens area by Hamels, just give us a shout. Check out the K2IRT on the QRZ website there. And we have a couple of contact numbers there. And if you decide to come out, just give a shout.
Not a problem there. I just have to pick up a little kitty on Saturday. And hold on one second, I'll be right back.
All right. Hey, Charlie, let's put it over to you. WB2YZX and the K2IRT group.
Alright, WHMA Xena Gang, WB2YZX, and good evening to Edith. I think you checked in once before, nice to come across you again. And, I'm about talked out already. In fact, in a little while I'm going to start taking this rig apart, and all the cables and everything. I'm really not looking forward to this, to tell you the truth. But we must do what we must do. And, we're crazy, what can I tell you? And my brother especially, I already sent him a picture of the tower and everything. You put there, he emailed me back. You guys put that monster up there? He said, what are you, nuts? He's been telling me that as long as I can remember, because my brother was never a technical person, but he grew up with ham radio, of course. We grew up in the same house, so he knows how crazy I can be. Back to you, Lobie.
Charlie WB2YZX on the K2IRT group there. Yeah, I know. And it's funny, but the other day, Charlie, N2JZA, came into my office, and we've been having a running battle for the longest time because many of our substations, the above ground substations, have leaky roofs, and the roofs are leaking on the 27,000-volt cables and the switchgear and everything else. And one of the guys got together with Charlie and they made a presentation to show how bad it is on Van Cinder and Blake. This is one of the power stations on the Canarsie line. And it's just one step away from blowing itself to kingdom come. And apparently somebody listened and the panic set in, and they're going to be fixing Van Cinder and Blake, and they want to throw some money at our way to fix other roofs. So the number two roof to be fixed is Hamels. So I told Charlie, listen, I'll give you a heads up. When you're ready, when they're ready to come, give us at least a week so we can take that thing down. They can rip up the roof and then we'll put it back up again.
Maybe there's a way you can convince them it's part of the roof and have them take it down and put it up.
I don't think they'd be as careful as we were. And by the way, if you check the QRZ website for K2IRT, I put that picture of you, me, Andy, Wally, and the gang on the roof with the antenna. So we're all together on the QRZ website there. Turn it back over to Andy, KS2WR and the K2IRT group.
KS2WR, Andy, New Jersey. Yes, I just put on the QRZ website, and there's our photo bomb. Thanks so much. That really looks great over there. And yeah, well, we can get that thing back down and up if they're going to do their roof out there. That won't be a problem.
I'd like to say hello to Edith, and I love that call. That BQE is just so New York. That is so cool. That has got to be a custom call. I love that. KF2WR, back over to net control, Bob.
If he is with us, KC2BQE, are you still with us? Charlie said, taking a radio station down is a nightmare. Take all the wires out, but at least for me, it gives me a chance to take a nice damp cloth, clean up everything, and then put it together and make it look pretty for another year. It's amazing how much dust accumulates underneath this thing. I've got my Ameritron linear amplifier up top here, and I actually made a cover for the box fan in the back. I got this foam, like this eighth of an inch thick foam air conditioning filter, and I formed a cover for it, so at least it keeps the dust out of the guts of the machine, and maybe once a month I have to take it out, wash it off in the sink, and pop it back on, and it does a nice enough job. Now, everybody is all just about talked out. I don't know what else we'll do. Again, I'll be in the office in the morning. If anyone has any ideas or last-minute suggestions, just get back to me, and we'll give it a go. Let's just check with Edith one more time. KC2BQE, you still with us?
I'm here.
Come on in and make one.
All right. Again, we're pretty well talked out over here, Edith, so what we're going to do is, if none of the other regulars show up in about 2 minutes, we'll just release the frequency, get a nice night's rest, and get ready for the field day activities that are coming on Saturday. It's going to be an interesting time. Our group has always done great. You know, it's amazing how good we do with what we have, and every year we seem to build on it quite nicely, so let's see how far we get. I'm very seriously thinking that one photograph I took this year of shooting through the tower up to the TA-33, I'm thinking of just getting that into a QST magazine with a little explanation there. With the K2 IRT antenna with the 50-year-old Mosley, maybe just the hook that they're looking for. They look for interesting things to kick in there. Over to you, Andy, KF2WR.
Well, fine business, Bob. Fine business, everybody. I'm about to unplug this radio right now and throw it in the box. So with that, I'll just pass along my 73. I'm going to bring my super-duper wide-angle lens, Bob. I'm going to try to imitate that shot of yours with the with that ultra-wide angle just to see if just to see how it's going to look. Because that is such a cool shot, looking up that tower. So with that, I'm going to say 73 for now. Take a few more nuts and bolts and screws apart here, pack up some wires. And, if I think of anything, Bob, or you think of anything, please get in touch with me. I'll be in the office myself tomorrow in the morning. Who knows where we'll be in the afternoon, but the morning usually starts in the same spot. With that, 73 Bob, 73 over to you, Charlie. And Edith, nice to make your acquaintance, and I really like that call sign. This is KF2WR. I'm going to listen out, but this will be my final. 73 all around.
All right, Andy.
You have a good one tonight. Yeah, we'll be in contact tomorrow. I don't know what kind of meetings we have here, there, and around the system, but I'll find out when I crawl in there. I'll try to miss as many as possible tomorrow. Back to you, Charlie, WB2YZX in the K2IRT group.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Yeah, I'm looking at that picture of us again. Yeah, it's good that we have new pictures every now and then. I know one picture we have to have, since we all have our own custom K2 IRT shirts, we have to get a picture of us, just a picture of our backs with our call signs in a row there. I think that would be a good thing. So keep that in mind. I don't know how many shirts we have out there, but that should be interesting. So I'm going to be on the side also. Good night to everyone. Edith, Andy, Lobe, and I'm going to start taking this all apart here. What fun. WH2AXZ, WV2YZX. Good night.
Thanks for the reminder, too, because I'm going to put the shirt in the pile after I hang up over here and just make sure I have it along with the other things. All right, let's give it over to Edith one more time, and if not, we're going to put a lid on it for another great week, and hopefully we'll all meet at the on the rooftop of beautiful Hamels. KC2, BQE, your turn. I'm not hearing anything. This will be the abbreviated edition of the K2 IRT New York City Transit Group here. Again, we usually meet every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock and have a general chat about anything from ham radio to what's on the table. Being that this weekend is field day, I don't mind closing up shop a little earlier there. But if anyone's interested in K2 IRT, just check out K2 IRT. On the QRZ webpage. That's it from beautiful Brooklyn. Guys and gals, everybody have a great night. And whoever else is going to participate in Field Day, have a great Field Day weekend there. This is what ham radio is all about. Fun, camaraderie, and of course eating. This is WA2AXZ clear for the K2 IRT group.